Calling the day of Pettus Amateur Radio Club Repeater Net, calling the Spark and Pettus County Aries Net. This is KD0ETL, Kilo Delta Zero Echo Tango Lima, and I will be your net control station for this evening. My name is Paul, and my QTH is Hughesville, Missouri. Spark Repeater Net meets each Sunday evening at 7:30 p.m. local time on the Sedai 147.03 MHz repeater with a minus offset. At this time, do we have any emergency traffic for the net? If during the net, if any station has emergency traffic, notify net control and your traffic will be handled immediately. The purposes of the net are to exchange information and to promote public service by ham radio operators. Spark has a website, which is WA0SDO.org, and a Facebook page so members and guests can access information about our club. Are there any club announcements for the net?
W0VK.
Net Control recognizes W0VK. Go ahead, Brett, with your announcement.
Good evening, Paul. Good evening to the group. Tonight is going to be a recognition and a last call for John in 0EE. So let me get queued up here and reset, and we'll begin. This is W0VK, and name here is Brett, and it's with a very heavy heart that I share the news of one of our longtime members and honestly a dear friend of mine, John Mullis, N0EE. He passed away back in January on the 2nd. He rung in the new year, and then he passed. You know, many didn't know, many did know, but John had some complications over the last few years, and he was an individual that was extremely strong, strong-minded and willed, and I feel like it really helped him take on this battle as long as he fought it. He had lost some weight, and he'd gotten pretty thin, and just simply couldn't eat like he once could, and it was just because of the effects of the cancer, and it's you know, kind of taken over on John. For those that know John, know that he had a lot of wisdom, and he had a lot of really good working knowledge of ham radio and all things. You know, over the many, many miles we've traveled together, there was many things I learned from John and his experiences that he had. He lived a really interesting and really a fulfilled life. Some of the things that he did was just was always kind of surprising. That would come out of some of our long talks on our drives throughout many locations throughout the Midwest when we would go to Hamfest together. One very significant thing is the establishment of the 220 repeater and getting that established here in Sedalia. He later on moved to Kansas City, and then knowing that he couldn't keep it going as it needed to, and he passed that on to Jeff, WB0LRX, and Jeff has done, you know, obviously taken it to the next level and made it what it is, but, you know, the establishment of that 220 repeater in our area in such a fashion and done such a long time ago was really, really pretty pivotal for getting Sedalia on the map. For that. Also, another huge contribution that John made specifically to the club was the establishing of the VE team and being the ARRL liaison for the team or for our club. And John soon took me in on that, and I shadowed John for about 2 years, and then he decided he wanted to be he wanted to pass that along. So I'm grateful to be able to carry on kind of the legacy of that and to keep that moving forward because of what it has done for our club and for our community. We've brought on a lot of hams, and that was because of the initiative that John stepped up and got the team as a licensed stocking team, and we've just really been able to do a lot, and that's because of John. You know, like I said, we've traveled along a long ways together and did a lot of things, and John always picked up, it seemed like, the heaviest thing in the ham fest, and my abilities was always useful to carry whatever treasure he had that he had acquired, and he would bring it home and he'd tinker with it for a while, and then next thing you know, I'd go back over to his place and it'd be gone. And he was known to not keep things very, very long. He had a lot of cool, interesting things, but his desk was ever changing. I'd go over there and I'd say, "Hey, what's this?" And he just kind of grinned and he'd say, "Yeah, I wanted to try something different. Wanted to go another route." So it was always something different when you went over there. Except for the last year or two, he kind of kept it pretty much the same because he wasn't able to you know, move quite as much stuff through there, but it was just interesting to see how he had always kind of changed things up and was always doing things, and a lot of that came from his working knowledge and understanding that he could do those kinds of things, and he could take a radio that maybe one of us wouldn't want to even tackle. Well, he would tinker with it and get it working, he'd get it in line, and then next thing you know, it would be gone. So he was very good at that, moving things. I knew something wasn't quite right when he didn't show up to SparkCon, because I knew he was looking forward to it, and he told me later, he goes, "Brad, I just couldn't do it. I couldn't make it." He goes, "I had stuff ready, and I just couldn't get the stuff." So he chose to sell some stuff online like he was really good at. I always miss having him at our ham fest because he always had cool stuff. But I knew he was not doing well whenever he missed that in October. Anyway, when I talked to him, he's like, "Yeah, I just couldn't make it." So, the ham radio community has lost a real ham. We've lost a real ham, I really, really hate it. He's going to be missed, and I just hate seeing John gone.
WA0SDO repeater.
You know, just this week, John has finally come home. John was cremated, and he is now back with loved ones, and he has finally come home. And that was the catalyst to making sure we did this whenever he got back. And John is he's officially here with his presence, but not going to be on the air unless maybe we can get him. So I'm going to go ahead and administer a last call for John and see if anything we can do for John on his last call here. So N0EE November 0 Echo Echo N0EE N0EE. And in true fashion to John, November 0 Echo Echo. He often would say the second E as an echo, and it was funny. So that made me smile thinking about John. But N0EE, are you there? N0EE, are you there? I bid you farewell, John. N0EE. We are now placing N0EE, John Mullis, on the silent key roster. I bid you farewell, my friend. W0VK.
KD0ETL, back to the net. Brett, that was a great tribute to John. Sure appreciate that. I'm sure everyone else did too. All right, back to the net. This is a directed net. When calling net control, please give your call sign first alphabetically, then phonetically, your name and your location. This net is open to any licensed amateur radio operators who would like to participate. During the net, please direct all communication through net control. At this time, I will take check-ins, in and outs, portables, mobiles, and short-timers. Space your calls. Call KD0ETL.
KD0ETL, this is KE0UHO, Kilo Echo 0 Union Hotel Oscar. Mike in the Dresden area.
KF0ARQ, Kilo Foxtrot 0 Alpha Romeo Quebec. I'll be in and out.
This is KF0IHX, Kilo Foxtrot 0, India Hotel X-Ray. Lori in downtown Colcamp, in and out.
K0TV, Kilo 0 Tango Victor, Harry and Sedalia, in and out.
This is KF0HYP, Kilo Foxtrot 0, Hotel Yankee Papa, Ryan Marshall, in and out.
KF0IHY, Kilo Foxtrot 0, India Hotel Yankee, Leo, downtown Cold Camp, in and out.
All right, we'll break right there. Net Control recognizes KF0IHY, KF0HYP, K0TV, KF0IHX, KF0ARQ, and KE0UHO. We'll take another standby for in and outs and portals.
WB0LRX, good evening, in and out.
net control recognizes WB0LRX. Thanks for checking in, Jeff. At this time, I will take all check-ins, the regulars, and anyone anywhere. Call KD0ETL.
With one Oscar Tango Whiskey, W1OTW, David, mobile, short time, no traffic.
This is WA0QCJ, Whiskey Alpha Zero, Quebec, Charlie, Juliet, Connie and Sedalia.
This is KE0WLB, Kilo Echo Zero, Whiskey Lima Bravo, Joe and Sedalia.
Real quick, I'll jump in there. Whiskey One OTW, David, mobile. Go ahead and we'll take your traffic.
Well, good evening, thank you. It was no traffic. I'm up and down hilltopping, so I don't know if I'll be heard well. So wish everybody a great week. 73, W1OTW, back to net.
All right, David, yeah, I had you in there fine. So next I'll go to WA0QCJ. Good evening, Connie, and your comments.
Well, good evening, all. Yes, and Brett, I want to thank you for that really nice tribute for John. That was most excellent. I do have a couple of things to share tonight. Wanted to let you all know that Code Class is just moving right along, having some good meetings and enjoying it a lot. Hope the students are as well. But, of course, the important thing is that I enjoy it and have a good time. So, definitely I am, and appreciate all who are coming. Another thing I wanted to share with you is that on Friday, I had a chance to go out and see Steve, WA0WUY, out at Beeman. And Steve's having a little bit of trouble getting around, a little bit of trouble walking. But, you know, he's in good spirits, and it was a great visit. So just wanted to share that with y'all. And that's all I have for now. So big 73 to all. And back to Ned, this is WA0QCJ.
WA0QCJ. All right, Connie, thanks for the comments there, and good to hear about Steve. Beeman Steve. Next we'll go to Joe, KE0WLB. What do you got for us, Joe?
Hey, everybody on the net, this is KE0WLB. Just want to say thank you, Brent. That was a good tribute to N0EE. You know, I had an antenna that he worked on for me, and he really got it up and running for me. Was having some SWR problems, but he figured it out. And over the course of being a ham, since I joined the Spark Club, he gave me two nice radios and just gave them to me during Spark Fest. So anyways, I had a good day at church and had a real good service, and nothing really much going on in Joe's world. My wife's birthday's tomorrow, and we'll be celebrating that and going out and having a dinner. But other than that, not much going on, so I'm going to turn it back to net control. This is KD0WLB. We'll be back to net.
WA0SDO, repeater.
KD0WLB in the net. KD0ETL. All right, fine, Joe. And, John was pretty gracious as far as loaning this, fixing this, telling how to fix this and that. So, just throwing that a little bit in there. I know he helped me a few times and gave me a few items here and there, too. So, we're at the bottom of the list. Any more check-ins for the Spark Repeater Net, call KD0ETL.
KF0BQQ, Kilo Foxtrot Zero, Victor, Quebec, Quebec, Tyler, and Sedalia, in and out.
KE0WJX, Kilo Echo Zero, Whiskey, Juliet X-Ray, Joel in Warrensburg.
All right. right, Nick Control recognizes KF0, Victor, Quebec, Quebec. Tyler, thanks for checking in. Got you in and out, and we'll go to Joel, KE0WJX. What do you got for us, Joel?
Good evening, Paul, and everybody else on the net. Not a whole lot going on here. Kind of had a slow weekend, and that's okay. I took my beautiful wife out for dinner on Valentine's Day, and that's about it. So that's the highlight for the weekend. But, hey, Brett, you did a great job honoring John there. Thank you for that. And, Connie, thanks for the update on Steve. That's just another reason why I love this club and the people in it, because it's not always about us. It's about others. So with that, everybody have a great week. KE0WJX, back to Net Control.
KE0WJX, KD0ETL. All right, Joel, thanks for that. And we're at the bottom of the list again. I'll throw out the last call. Last call for the Spark Repeater Net. Call KD0ETL. W0VK, did you have anything more for the net?
W0VK. You know, I kind of didn't. Today was kind of a nice, you know, I kind of actually, I got to say, yesterday I kind of enjoyed it with the rain and everything, because there was not a lot of responsibility or a lot of expectation to have to do a whole lot. We catted around a little bit, and then today I'm working on a desk to get my ham radio stuff redone, you know, the house remodel and all that. I don't have that's why I'm mobile tonight. I still don't even have a 2-meter radio in the house. So, trying to get some stuff done there. But as far as anything else, it's just great to hear everybody on here. I have not been on near often enough. I've been on a little bit during the day, but not a participant in these nets. So I just want to say I'm grateful to hear everybody on there, and you're running an awesome net tonight, Paul. So thank you so much, man, and look forward to seeing everybody really soon. W0BK.
All right. Thanks, Brett. Yeah, I didn't want to put you on the spot. I checked you in earlier, but thought you might still be in there. So, yeah, I took Marcia's dinner last night, and it was a rainy day. She had to work till 3, but so we made dinner last evening. Today, just worked around here. Man, it's nice outside. I've been living these nice days. I did get sticker shock the other day from buying just filters for the tractor, like to put me under, so... Anyway, I'll get busy on getting those changed out. So that's my weekend. Everyone have a great one. And if there's no more check-ins, I will conclude the Spark Repeater Net at, lost my time, at 7:53. Everyone have a great week. KD0ETL.